Hello, everyone. Welcome to our shiur in Mishnayos. We are holding right now Maseches Edeos, Perek Ches, and Mishnah Beis. Yeah. It says, Hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda HaKohen. The testimony of two people, two Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda HaKohen, Al Ketana Bas Yisrael, Shenifes LeKohen. We have the Ketana Bas Yisrael, a regular Jewish minor girl, is married to a Kohen. She Ochelas B'Truma, she eats Truma. Now that we established before, but they added, She eats truma, she has the right to eat it from the time that she's in the chuppah. She doesn't have to wait till they are together intimately. Hey, Rabbi Yosef Kohen, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzov, they testified, Tinokis Shehur HaNoah B'Ashkelon. There was a Tinokis, a young girl, that was taken captive in Ashkelon. Her family pushed her away. We'll see, they had assumed that she had been defiled by these goyim that took her captive. However, Adam testified to the fact, their witnesses had testified, that she was never alone in private with any of these non-Jewish captors, and she wasn't defiled. Chacham said to them, if you believe that she was taken captive, then believe the fact that she was never alone with any of them, she wasn't defiled. If you don't believe that she wasn't in private, that she wasn't defiled, then I'll tell you sure enough. I don't believe that she was staying captive at all. And in any event, she would be mutter. There's no reason to push her away from your family. So says the other Rav, Ketana Bas Yisrael, Vihi Yisom, we're talking about an orphan girl, Kid Parishna Bashili Pirkin Hillel, as we explained at the end of the previous parak, we have this case too. So Hosef Khan, over here we're adding Kishnichas of the Chuppah, that the heter of eating Truma comes from the time that she goes into the Chuppah, Hafu Pishla Nivola, even though she hadn't been with her husband intimately. The previous edus of the previous parak, the end of the previous parak, only told her she could eat truma once there was beer. Shehur hana, what's the case now? It's the second case of this girl that shehur hana means she nimshichana, she nismashchana, I should say, bidei nachrim. Yeah, means that she was taken captive over there. So veidaha osen shehidu shehur hana, the one same edim that testified to this fact, yeah, that she was taken captive. Yeah, it seems that maybe a better that previous word shenis mashna is from lashon mashkan doesn't mean just saying captive. I mean, she was taken as a collateral for a loan. That is amount of captivity, certainly though. Hemino shlo nistra v'shlo nitzma. Say if you believe the edim that she was taken captive, you have to believe those edim that she was never defiled. But davka lezoshi edam edim alash shlo nitzma. It's only such a case where the edim are the ones testifying this fact. Who's the amar rabbanan hemino lo? Then they say believe it. And therefore, it's inappropriate that her family is pushing her away. Let's say there were no edim to this. Any woman that was taken captive through a monetary debt, at the time that the hand of the non-Jews literally is strong, meaning to say that they run the government or whatever it would be, asura l'ba'ala l'koin, yeah, she's a Baal HaKohen. She'd be ushered to a Kohen. Lo shna yirano, idaita, lo shna nechmesha. It wouldn't matter how that would be. It wouldn't matter if that she, hirano midaita, means she gave herself over as collateral. It's kind of interesting. Or that she was taken captive. What's the difference in that case? And say that it's not the Adam that said anything. Over here, the Adam established that she was taken captive for the sake of this loan. Yeah, and that they also said that nothing happened to her. Therefore, we believe her them all the way. She was taken captive and she's mutter. But if they didn't establish the fact that she was taken captive, that we just know, it's public knowledge, the Goyim told us, whatever it would be, then we assume, indeed, she was defiled, and there's nothing we can do about that. She'd be usher to be with the Kohen after that. Says Mishnah Gimel, Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, Almanas Esau, on a person known as Almanas Esau. We'll see what this is. There's going to be a certain family had a Esau, a doe-like facet to them. We'll see what that means. It has to do with a certain suffix that was there. She kasher le kahuna. Even so, an almana from his family was kosher to kahuna. She isa kasher le tami le tahe le rachik le karis. In isa, again, it means dough, the mixture, is kosher for tuma, tahara, distance, and closeness. We'll see what this all means. Amar b'shem gamliel, he ba'am, we have accepted your testimony. Avalana said, what can we do though? She goes to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai shlo hoshi, b'kidim alkach. Yochanan Zaga says we're not establishing any about the din. It's just a matter. I'm listening to you put someone away. Blow the kare not to bring anyone close. So what is going on here? Says the Rav, Amanas Isa, Mishpacha Achas, Shinisari Basafik Chalal. There was a certain family of Kohanim, and within that family there was a case of Safik Chalal, meaning at some point they were concerned that perhaps someone what became a Grusha, a Chalutza, and again had a child after that, and that child would be a Chalal. It's a Kohen who loses his status. Everyone in the family, no one knows who that suffix might be, so everyone is questionably that chalal. Any woman that would marry anyone from that family, and then her husband would die, that's called a widow of this Isa, a widow of this doe. The same way that a doe is all kneaded together, so to a woman, there's all sorts of fakers wrapped up in her. Questions. Maybe her husband that died was that halal. But even if he would be, though, maybe he actually wasn't a halal. Again, no one was certainly a halal. There's a suffix halal mixed in. And again, even if it would be, right? So what would it be if it actually was a halal and actually was married to her and then died? It means their children would all be halalim. That would be a problem. But without that exact, formula, everything would be fine over here. Rabbi Yeshua, Master of the Kahuna, Rabbi Yeshua, she's fine for the Kahuna. She's gone sick, safe for the Kula. It's a double suffix. And therefore, we go Lakula, go lenient. Rabbi Gamliel, sovereign, no. Alpha Gav, the Bahamas, fake of Lakula, even though generally that is the rule. But a double suffix case is Lakula. Acheshani, here it's different. The Maila also be Yuchsin. They made a Maila, a special Humra, when it comes to matters of lineage. But they wouldn't allow this sort of thing. That is what he said. Now, to that, Rabbi Gamliel, he was the one saying back to this original testimony. So the first sheet to hear Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, is that she's fine. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, especially Gezeira here, right? So going back now, the Rav goes back to the first sheet. Sheisik Asher l'tam l'tay. Klomar shemishpoch shnisayev b'safik halal. Are you the cheskas kashus? That family that has the safik halal has the cheskas kashus. Kishar mishpochos hamiyokosos. Like any other lineage dika, miyuchas dika family. Just like any other family, if they establish a certain woman is tamei, people distance from her, and a certain person is tahor, I should say a woman is tamei or tahor, if they're tahor, then they come close to her. So to this family is no different. First off, you can't say once you have the suffix in there. Hol v'nitma b'suffix, right? Once you have the suffix, ain't tzrich and yosef leave it, then you wouldn't need to check them out anymore when you get married. Women in his family who is tamei to star. It's not true. K'tei l'rachi k'tamei o l'kar v'tahar. Then you have to check them out like any other family and establish any other thing. But this, according to the first sheet here, the fact that suffix halal is in there is no relevance. Kibamei b'eduschem. So Mishnah Gemara says we accept your edus. Now manim atem. We believe that you are trustworthy in our eyes, and we believe that that's what happened. Yeah, we believe that's what you heard. But however, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai already said, yeah, it shouldn't be based on the hatel malas yisrael chachila. We're never going to match in such a case. The Kohanim listen to you to push her away. If you say asur, not to bring close, if you say mutter. She is asked to marry into kahuna l'chachila. But if she doesn't, we don't make them get divorced. Because again, it's all big suffix. Think of listening. We'll continue next.